Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Thursday. It be June 30th. It be 2016. And we're here to talk about what we believe our markets. No, really, what we believe our markets. And, of course, we'll do other stuff because this is a show about you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do markets, the economy and jobs and unemployment and elections and easy money and just whatever the heck comes to mind. Hope you're doing well. We are here live, as always. And if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. You can read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day, sarcasm of the day, and we got lots of that. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. And also the subscribe button. Get our notes. And we've been promising you our consulting services, and we're rolling it out next week, and we'll yap a lot more. I'm amazed. We just kind of sort of mentioned here, I have a wait list on it. That's how many people, which is good news. Let's backtrack, and we're going to get right into the markets. Last Thursday, there was a vote in the United Kingdom, affectionately known as the Brexit. And last Thursday, the head honcho, top dog, big cheese of the Leave Brexit conceded defeat. They thought they lost. The exit polls said they lost. And, of course, Leave won. Futures went from up 200 overnight to down 500. Scare tactics from everywhere, everyone. We heard this is another Lehman moment from several people. You know what happened with Lehman, right? I hope you do. We heard David Cameron, the Prime Minister, say it's going to lead to war. George Soros, I'm being sarcastic here, end of the world. JP Morgan and other companies saying they're going to leave the UK. So we're down 600 on Friday, down almost another 300 on Monday. Holy hell. The world was ending. The party was over. After I scanned Monday afternoon, after 900 points in 2 days, I came onto the show to give you my best guess. You never know. You just want to put the little pieces of the puzzle together. And I told you. We're heading into end of quarter, where the illegal paint taping and window dressing occurs. This is all the boys and girls making the markets go up, holding off on everything, painting tape, buying in, buying out, doing this, doing that, in order to make things look as good as they can at the end of a quarter, because quarters are important. It's a reporting period. And on top of that, we told you it was the pre-holiday. Add in the most stretched and extended to the downside move in 2 days that I've seen in ages. And that massive put buying was going on. We thought we'd get a rally. And we really thought it would start Tuesday. Now, I didn't tell you this because I'm smart enough to not give targets. Targets are a waste of time, and they're basically lies. My thought process was we would rally up about 400 points, give or take a few. Dow points, we're using Dow. Give or take a few. 400. Stretch to 500 Dow points. Well, we're going to stop right there, and we'll play the music, and then we're going to explain where we're going to go next. So, Mr. Producer, let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. So you want to know how I want to play it? From Thursday's close, the Dow has gone from 18,011 down to 17,929, a loss of 83 points. The S&P closed last Thursday at 2113, closed today at 2098, down 15 points. The NASDAQ closed at 4910 last Thursday, closed today at 4842, down 68 points. The NASDAQ 100 last Thursday closed at 4467, closed today at 4417, down 50 points. The NYSE closed last Thursday at 10,641. Closed today at 10,489, down 152 points. And the Russell 2000 closed last Thursday at 1172, closed today at 1151, down 21 points. Now, that obviously doesn't describe the in-between. But do I need to describe the in-between? A massive end-of-quarter window dressing pre-holiday jack back up near where we were before Brexit. Now, yesterday I told you I think this whole Brexit thing is over. It's done. Market couldn't care less. Well, today they doubly couldn't care less, and that is my thought. I think the scare tactics were just that. It got everybody leaning the wrong way, and boom. And we're right back almost to where we started. Now, people are asking me, Gary, do you think they're going to just roll this back over as we head after the holiday? Answer is, I don't know. My guess is, best guess, no. But we're open. And let me tell you why I don't think so. We've gotten back almost the whole move. If we got back half the move, I wouldn't be saying no. If we got back 6/10 of the move, I would not be saying no. We got almost back the whole thing. By the way, two of the days were big gaps to the upside. Today was not a big gap. It gapped, but it came back down and looked like we're going to be down on the day. But they juiced it. Now, there was a reason today. What do you think the reason was? Anybody report good earnings? No. Anything going on with the economy? No. Did the Knicks sign anybody good? No. The Bank of England announced they're going to lower interest rates. And that's what I believe. That's what I believe juiced it. But we don't rationalize. We don't rationalize. We're just telling you like it is. That's the story. I don't need to give today's numbers. I gave the last Friday, excuse me, Thursday's close, inclusive of Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And that's that. Up next. Oh, quite simple. What got juiced today? Same things we've been telling you about got juiced even more on some news. But also, some other things showed up today that I think are going to be of interest to you. Why, we don't know. But they showed up on our screens today. And I have news for you. Let's just hope this continues. We were talking about maybe markets breaking out before last week. At least the Dow and S&P. Up next, we'll break it on down, break it on down, break it on down, and whatever else. Thanks for being here. Love you. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I love my Craftsman tools, but so do my kids and my neighbors.
I told Brendan, when his Craftsman tools disappear, come see us at Ace. We've got Craftsman hand tools, power tools, accessories, mowers, everything.
Ace is the place with a ton of Craftsmen. Ton as in a lot. We've never actually weighed everything.
Now through Monday, come in for the Ace 4th of July Craftsman sale and get the best prices of the summer on select Craftsman products. Offer valid at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. We will be live tomorrow. We'll have the best of Gary. I got to tell you, I thought today we'd come in and probably just had a moderate day. That was my thought today. And then the Bank of England took that off the table. As you know what markets love, they love the juice. And that got things going today. I did the market wrap a little different today just to make a point of what just happened in the last week. And it was what I call quite amazing. And best way I can put it, welcome to the markets. We're in a different realm. We're in a different world. Markets are not what they used to be. They are quicker. They are faster. They are temperamental. And don't argue. That's all. So I've got a bunch of emails after the close today, a bunch of people doubting the move, and that's all well and good. I get it. I don't blame you that the market's going to turn right back down after the holiday. Okay, that's fine and dandy. I'm not going to argue with you. I just am letting each and every one of you know, do not inject your opinions into the market. I can't say that any louder and clearer. We have had my opinion, which is counts for nothing on what I'm about to say, is we'd be probably at 13,000, 14,000 Dow without the massive injection of easy money. There's no doubt in my mind that they have juiced it on purpose, some buying up markets, but it doesn't matter because price matters today. I'm just letting you know that we thought we'd get the end of quarter, not what we've got, okay? And we had it on the right side for the 3 days. It was a guess, and lucky, or skill, whatever you want to call it. We're just letting you know, don't ever argue with the tape. Or you end up like Bill Ackman with his Valeant Pharmaceuticals. And again, the guy's a billionaire, and this is not to put him down. I have complete respect for the guy. But he watched a stock that he is neck deep in drop 90-some-odd percent, and he bought more in the face of the big money crowd saying, get me the hell out of this place. Get me out of this room. Get me out of this haunted house. He fought it, and it cost him a couple of billion dollars. in other people's money as well as his own, and his reputation, which is very tough to get back once you lose reputation. And I could go on and on about people that I've known that have fought the market. I had a very good friend many years ago, brilliant, great seer of the market, watched one of his stocks drop 60%, and he had a ton of it. Used to always overweight big time, and it killed his business for a couple of years. So don't argue. I never will argue with price movement and price action. Now, we are, to be clear, what you've seen in the last Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Excuse me, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Is just frickin' silly. And is there any wonder people don't want to be in markets anymore? And we can sit here from now to New Year's and go through it and why and who's doing this and who's doing that. If we spent time doing that, we couldn't concentrate on the more important things. That's all. So, coming in to this week, we simply told you the leading groups, just the groups that were holding up best, utilities, real estate, food, beverage, alcohol, drugs, household products, tobacco. That's what we told you. Those were really the main areas. And they weren't skyrocketing, but that's where the money flows were. And excuse me, gold and silver. Not necessarily the metal, but the stocks. And now silver's finally broken out. Well, we're just letting you know today. These defensive, boring areas went en fuego today. Now, keep in mind, in case you don't know what's happened in recent weeks, yields across the globe have crashed. Crashed. Again, our yields crashed. And these areas, like utilities and real estate, are the most interest rate sensitive areas. Utilities had a monster day today. For utilities, helped the market. Real estate, another good day, helped the market. And then something happened with the defensive issues today that really helped the market. Mondelez, MDLZ, go look up the company and see what they own. A cornucopia of major brand names putting a bid to buy Hershey's. Now, Hershey's being a food, well, whatever you want to call chocolate, guess what happened to everything food today? In fact, guess what happened to just about everything consumer staples today? They skyrocketed. Go look at the XLP with the breakout, and then go look at Campbell Soup and Kellogg's and Kimberly Clark and Colgate and the rest. All had very strong days, really helping the market today. That was news driven. Constellation Brands, STZ. How about Symbol Bud? Big days. Anheuser-Busch, Dr. Pepper, DPS, Pilgrim's Pride, Unilever. So that was a big help to the market today. That was news-driven. So you combine that, big buyout on Hershey. Not Hershey's turned them down so far. They'll go through negotiations. Combine that with the Bank of England and the end of quarter and pre-holiday, and you had another very good day today. But I have news for you. It's only part of the story. There's more to it. Because for the really first time, I got some other things showing up on my screen. And we'll go through them. We'll talk semiconductors because beats the hell out of me on that one. But other areas perking up. And then we'll have some news and we'll whine and complain about something. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I forgot to mention McCormick. Up $4 today. Company has no growth. A lot of these food stocks have no growth, but they got juice today on this Hershey deal. And I must admit, Hershey's just, man, boy, they got the formula, right? They got the formula. All right, other areas. All right, no particular. I mentioned to you the utilities, and when you have a chance, scan the utilities. I mean, I can give you a little alphabet soup here, and you can see AWK just slowly but surely going up. No growth, but the interest rates coming down, they're going up. Dominion Resources, symbol D, broke out 2 days ago, a little bit more today. What's that other one? Wisconsin Energy, WEC. How about PCG, which is PG&E. Duke Energy, DUK. So you got that going on. As mentioned, the food, drug, beverage, and all that crap. And if you look at XLP, it's an ETF for all that stuff. You see it broke out today. 54 and a quarter was the point, and it closed at 55.15 today. Volume heavy, again, news-driven. Defense stocks, not defensive. Lockheed Martin edges out today. L3 Communications. Northrop Grumman edges out today. And it's been trading very tightly over the last 6-7 weeks. And interesting enough, when you have a chance, go look at ADP. Broke out today. About 40% better volume than normal. Broke out of range. Paychex. Really broke out today. Strong move. Volume about 4 times average. I've yet to go through news yet. I don't know if they had any news, but that's a big move. These are payroll processors. Interesting, huh? We've mentioned to you on the show that AT&T and Verizon have been strong, and Verizon helps the Dow a little bit. Insurance. When you have a chance, go look at Travelers in the Dow. Now, let me be clear. Last 4 quarters of sales, -1, -1, -2, +1. Last couple of quarters of earnings, -6, -8. And basically, the stock gapped down a bunch of weeks ago on their earnings and has been doing nothing. It was starting to break down again into last week. And go look what it did the last 3 days. It went from multi-month lows, new yearly highs. And that's a Dow stock. That's 50 Dow points Travelers gave this week on those wonderful numbers. But I also want to let you know, Allstate, symbol all, breaks out today, no volume. Growth there, 1-1, -1, -1. Hey. Chubb, new high ground. So some of these insurance companies. What was that other one? Broker, Aon, A-O-N, craps out, comes right back up. And what's the other insurance broker? Symbol BRO, new highs. Brown and Brown. So, just some areas. Then you got the two companies that take your blood. Quest Diagnostics, no growth. 1 minus 1 minus 2, 1. That's sales growth. LabCorp, both near new highs. LabCorp needs to break above 132. Interesting, some areas. Medical products and the like. Here's a name you never heard of. ABiomed. ABMD. Go take a look. Earnings down 23 and 14. Down 14 last two quarters, but sales growth strong. Boston Scientific, BSX, edging out today. CR Bard, BCR, has been riding up the 21-day. Very slow growth in that one, too. Intuitive Surgical, another medical product. Medical equipment, whatever you want to call it. Stryker, S-Y-K, it's another name. Teleflex, TFX, all medical products companies. So we're just letting you know, and we've also mentioned here the gold and silver, but the stocks are much stronger. But silver now is starting to get on the move. We mentioned utilities already. When you have a chance, go take it, the XLU. Now it's extended for an XLU. But riding up the interest rates. And since the Dow is back near where it was, what's doing it? 3M. That's in new highs. But let me repeat, and it's important to repeat these things. Sales. Forget earnings for a second. Last four quarters. Minus 6, minus 5, minus 5, minus 2. Earnings. Low single digits. And earnings supposed to be down from last quarter when they report in 3 weeks. Hey, I'm just letting you know. In the Dow, Johnson & Johnson, nicely strong. Sales growth, minus 9, minus 7, minus 2, plus 1. Low single digits, earnings growth. Just letting you know. We're just reporting to the news. Walmart, yearly highs, almost getting there. Sales growth, 0, minus 1, minus 1, plus 1. Earnings, minus 11, minus 10, minus 7, minus 5, yearly high. Again, we're just reporting to you the news. It's quite the interesting thing about these earnings on these companies, but they're doing their thing. We mentioned to you Chevron and Exxon, big oil. Chevron on the verge of edging out of range. Sales growth last four quarters, minus 30, minus 37, minus 37, minus 32. Last four quarters, earnings growth, minus 90, minus 63, a loss and a loss. Chevron. But obviously, prices have back up for oil, so that helps a little bit. And Exxon in the Dow is at the yearly highs. You ready for this? Earnings down 51, down 47, down 57, down 63. Sales growth down 33, 37, 31, 28. Yikes. But I guess oil price is doing better. That's helping the Dow. United Health, UNH. That one looks pretty decent. Managed care. So that's what's doing in the Dow. I'm trying to think if there's any others in the Dow I need to mention at this juncture. IBM's been acting better. Earnings down 13, down 9, down 17, down 19. Sales down 13, down 14, down 9, down 5. Now, I do believe that the currency will help a little bit. The currency changes. So that's a little stuff here. And again, Pepsi, Procter & Gamble, Pfizer, Post Cereals. This is what's Clorox, Colgate. That helped a lot today. Merck's acting better. Reynolds American, Philip Morris, Altria Group, tobacco. The killers of your lungs. So there's a few tidbits for you. Now, if we only can get a frickin' sense of certainty on these markets as a whole. Because after what we saw for 2 days, holy hell. Just remember, regardless what anybody tells you, and there's a lot of negatives, and I tell you about the negatives. Watch price first. Everything else is secondary when it comes to stock markets. Price is everything. Do we believe there's a comeuppance? Hell yeah. We have no clue when a comeuppance is going to occur. And we'll let the perma bears cry in their soup. If the markets want to go higher. And don't be shy because down 900, up 800. Welcome to my world. Up next, this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, yeah! Go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. You know what the greatest part of my business is? I am in my office right now. On the 22nd floor of the Atlantis Hotel in Nassau, Bahamas. I have my three laptops spread out on the desk. And I have my Steinberg mixer plugged into my laptop, hooked up to a software program called Lucy Live, connected to Biz Talk Radio, and all I need is the internet, and I talk worldwide to all my peeps right now. That is the best part of my business. And just so you know, if you came to my office in Orlando, Florida, these same three laptops are what's sitting on my desk. And they're all transferable. That's the best part. As you know, every year, year and a half, I take these golf trips. And we're going to be doing the Ryder Cup courses as well as British Open courses in England this year in early August. Guess what? It'll be 11 o'clock at night in England when it's 6 o'clock in the U.S. And guess who's going to be doing a live radio show from England with this great new system I have? Transportable everywhere. And I'll have my laptops with me doing my thing. I used to never be able to do the radio show unless I called in. Now, I got my little Steinberg. It's a Steinberg. I guess it's a mixer, USB audio interface, whatever. I think I paid $250. So life be good. And, of course, during the day, I watch the markets. Simple as that. And when I'm in the UK, I believe the markets open at 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Perfect. Out in the morning, markets in the afternoon. When I go to Hawaii, I'm up at 4:30 a.m. Watch markets to, what is it, 10, I believe? Something like that. Do radio show and boom, on the beach. Love this. A little late breaking news. Kevin Durant looks like he's staying with the Orlando, Oklahoma City Thunder, Orlando, next year at least. Just letting you know since we're basketball nuts here. That's the way it is. Not much in the news today that I've seen. And I got off a flight here a little bit ago. And I, by the way, Nassau is a one-hour flight for me. It was great. 57 minutes to be exact. Didn't miss a beat today, which was quite good. The only thing is, you know, the election's still going. It's a nightmare to watch. I vomit every time I see Hillary Clinton. There is a book coming out, Clinton Cash. You really should get it. It just shows you what a criminal enterprise that these two have run. And by the way, I would say it to her face, a criminal enterprise. And the media don't care. You know, a long time ago, I think it was Reagan, went to Japan. I think it was Reagan. And he got paid to do some speeches, and I think he got paid $1 million. The media wanted him hung from a rooftop. What are they saying now? Nothing. So we got a few months left. We'll see what happens. I think they're getting close to the VPs. I know this Elizabeth Warren, another fraud, was with the crook. The fraud and the crook. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, I have no blood in the game. I have no bias. I just want good people running the show. That's all I want. That's all I'm interested in. And unfortunately, we have dictatorial people that have taken over not only our government, but our markets and everything else under the sun. And one day I'm going to do a show for you guys just on government rule. And you know what I mean by government rule? The rules that you are living under that you don't even know when it comes to you and your money, you and your life, and you and everything you do. You probably don't read about this stuff. I do. You know, some of it's logical. In Florida, you can text and drive. In New Jersey, no. I think you shouldn't be able to text and drive. But then there's other things. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And we continue to let them and let them and let them. We'll keep our fingers crossed that they know what they're doing. But at $20 trillion of debt and counting, and a lot more, a Social Security system that was stolen from you, there's no money there. Workers from today are paying you off. The lockbox was open up. We continue to worry. But the market up good today. Market up good yesterday. Market up good the day before. After 900 points in 2 days. What's next? Beats the heck out of me. But the second quarter is over. Window dressing is over. 1 day of pre-market trading tomorrow. Probably slow up. Expect some backing and filling, and we'll see what shows up. You have a great evening. Drive carefully, and when you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Thanks for being with us. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.